A recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found nearly a third, 29% of healthcare workers probably or definitely would not accept a COVID-19 vaccine. That's slightly higher than the 27% of the general public that say they don't plan to take it. Those figures are on par with what some Central Illinois healthcare providers are seeing. Ryan Taylor is assistant director of Green Tree Pharmacy. It handles pharmacy services for close to 50 Heritage Health senior care facilities around Illinois. Taylor says so far, only about 65% of Heritage Health staff have taken a COVID-19 vaccine, compared with about 90% of residents. Taylor says some staff already have had COVID-19 and feel their natural antibodies may be enough. Others saw an outbreak come and go through their facility and feel prepared to handle another. Others may just be fearful.
Some, you know, have more radical thinking in terms of concerns that the vaccine may interact directly with their DNA, or, you know, they just don't trust the government. Certainly, you know, some even take a political stance, I think, with the vaccines.
Heritage Health is not requiring staff to get the shots. Neither are major hospitals like OSF Healthcare, at least for now. OSF Healthcare spokesperson Libby Allison says OSF has vaccinated just over 10,000 employees to date. That's under half of the 23,000 staff members. Allison says OSF will reconsider the opt-in model once a vaccine gains full approval rather than emergency use authorization. Some patients say they don't like interacting with healthcare workers who decide not to take the vaccine. Denise Potter is a caregiver for her 29-year-old son, who has multiple medical conditions that put him at high risk for COVID-19. Potter says she is informally surveying nurses during oncology and hematology appointments. She says she's disappointed and shocked that some say they will hold off on getting the vaccine.
They're dealing with high-risk people, and people in general, you would think that they would first do no harm, you know. You make sure that you're healthy before you deal with the public. It just seems a little backwards to me.
She says it seems selfish for a patient-facing healthcare worker to turn down the opportunity. She says her son is more uneasy about going to appointments.
It almost feels like they don't really care about the patients. It's just their own agenda. And I don't understand it.
There's more than one reason someone might reasonably turn it down for now. Tori Dom is a quality improvement manager at Chestnut Family Health Center in Bloomington. She doesn't work directly with patients. Dom turned down a COVID-19 vaccine through her employer. Dom tested positive for COVID-19 in September. She says she only had mild symptoms.
When I learned about the vaccine, I was curious and looked up many different resources to find out about, first, could you have a vaccine if you had COVID, which you can. But secondly, how does that impact your ability to donate blood or plasma?
Dom says the Red Cross will accept blood donations from people after they've been vaccinated, but they won't take convalescent plasma that contains antibodies to help fight off the virus. Dom has been donating convalescent plasma since she recovered. She says each donation helps two or three COVID-19 patients in rough shape. Dom says she's monitoring her antibody levels and donating for as long as she can. Once that's no longer an option, she'll reconsider the vaccine.
I'm doing all the things we're supposed to do. I'm wearing a face covering. I wash my hands. I stay socially distant. I'm doing the things to continue to keep myself safe and to keep my family safe. And if I can give back to other people and make something good happen out of this situation, that's really what I want.
Dom says a number of healthcare workers got into the field because of their own experiences with illness. She says that could play a role in declining the vaccine. Others may be pregnant or breastfeeding. That's something vaccine researchers are still studying. Dr. Elaine Hardy, president of the Black Nurses Association of Central Illinois, says most of its members are rolling up their sleeves without much pause.
I just spoke to somebody. She's actually an affiliate member, and she was saying, I'm going to go ahead and get it. And she has a lot of allergies to antibiotics and different types of medications, but really looking at the implications for health for other people. She is an elderly mother. She'll be traveling, so her safety and others, she's willing to take it.
Kaiser Family Foundation data show Black Americans are among the groups with the highest vaccine hesitancy rates. About 35% surveyed say they probably or definitely won't take a COVID-19 vaccine. That's despite bearing a disproportionate burden of the pandemic. Hardy says the hesitation is understandable, given the history of medical apartheid in this country. But she says most hesitation likely comes from misinformation, even among healthcare workers. Hardy says the key to improving vaccination rates is getting people information they need to make informed informed decisions for their health and the health of those around them. She says requiring the vaccine for healthcare workers would be a step too far.
Right now, there's a shortage. You just don't have enough healthcare providers in the hospitals, in the clinics, you know. And just because we have a shortage, does that mean there should be exemptions? No. But mandating it, I don't think is the right way to go.
Hardy says maybe that means those who turn down the vaccine have to wear additional personal protective equipment that others do not, or maybe they need more frequent testing. She says the choice should remain theirs. Governor J.B. Pritzker and state health officials have not suggested the COVID-19 vaccine become mandatory. During a press conference last week, Pritzker said he's not worried about vaccine acceptance rates among healthcare workers or otherwise.
There's vaccine hesitation among lots of people. And even among the most educated people, I have heard people say, well, I want to see someone else get it first and see how they react. Or maybe I want to wait till someone gets their second dose and then I'll go for my first dose.
Pritzker says he expects vaccination rates will improve as people become comfortable with the idea and see others get the shots without complications. Dom, the Chestnut Health employee who turned down the vaccine, echoes that sentiment.
You know, give us a break. We're all in this together. We're all trying to do our part to make it best for the whole community. And saying the disparaging things towards people that choose not to get the vaccine, especially if you don't understand what the situation is not fair.
Illinois is still in phase 1A of vaccine distribution, which prioritizes healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Phase 1B will extend the vaccine to essential workers in non-health settings and people over the age of 65. The state has not yet said when phase 1B will roll out. Health officials say it will be after all those eligible under 1A have been served. I'm Dina Vollmer.